Hello and welcome to Radio Omnilot. I'm Simon Ager, and here's the news on Sunday the 29th of May 2022. This week we have new language pages about Swampy Cree, a Central Algonquian language spoken in Manitoba, Saskatchewan and Ontario in Canada, Biloua, a language isolate spoken on Vila La Vela Island in the western province of the Solomon Islands, Cajamarca Quechua, a Quechua language spoken in the province of Cajamarca in northwestern Peru, Totontepec Mixe, a Mixe Zoque language spoken in the state of Oaxaca in southern Mexico, Plains Cree, a central Algonquian language spoken mainly in Alberta, Saskatchewan and Manitoba in Canada, and also in Montana in the USA, and Tlahuitotepec Mixe, a Mixe Zoque language spoken in the state of Oaxaca in southern Mexico. I changed the focus of the Cree page to be about Cree syllabics and started making separate pages for different varieties of Cree. So far we have Plains Cree and Swampy Cree, as I've already mentioned, and more on the way. There are new numbers pages in Swampy Cree, Plains Cree and Biloua. There's an Omniglot blog post about podiums, which looks at the Dutch word
podium,
which means stage, and also podium or platform, and related words in other languages, such as pew in English. And there's the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is. Here's a clue. This language has a vertically inclined alphabet. The mystery language in last week's language quiz was Kadugulli, specifically the Kacha dialect, a central Kadu language spoken in the Kordofan region of Sudan, which sounds a bit like this. There are new Keltiadir posts this week about words for iron and steel and related things in Celtic languages. In this week's Adventure in Etymology, we're talking about tat, as in cheap, tasteless or useless goods or trinkets, and tatties and spuds, as in potatoes. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at Omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot Fan Club on Facebook. If you would like to support Omniglot, you can make a one-off or regular donation at patreon.com/omniglot. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.